Hello everyone, we are on the bottom of page 70, moving on to page 71. Simon Reis, Samach Gimel, we're up to Sif Gimel. Just want to clarify, yesterday, it was a little bit confusing, it's still very confusing, about this din that a woman is mostly for candle when she misses candlelight. Okay? So there's really two different inyanim. I was clarified yesterday with Marina Rabin or Rav Shlita, the following two psakim base. This is the Rav Salz psak. Generally, the psak, I believe, in most of the world is that only if Tartila Greyasa, you're gonna add an extra candle. I mean, two things bad will happen. Number one, it was not an onus. She was shachach. Okay? She was shachach to light candles. And therefore, it was not an onus. It was an onus. She was taken to the hospital an hour before Shabbos. Then, she didn't have a chance to light candles beforehand. So that's considered an onus. And the husband was with her. And therefore, it was good. It was an onus. And therefore, you would not have to add another candle in that case. Furthermore, even if it was shachach, there's a tzad to say if the husband goes ahead and lights candles for her, so there wasn't a week that was missed candle lighting, therefore she also would not have to add a candle in that case. Okay? I believe that is generally the psak only if it was shachach, and no one lit candles, then a woman would go ahead and light candles. However, you have this ha'ar over here from Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsal on page 70, Dear Master Shachcha, he says, "Kimunumani aya ma'isa be'isha shabali hidik min koma." There was a ma'isa once where the husband lit in his wife's place. V'hora admors on silver shalom and said, "Dafilu achi kantzina la." We still give her a kanas, we have to add her a candle. Okay, fine. So that is one. In the new edition, then it also brings out about Yontif, which we talked about yesterday. Okay. But in terms of this psak, what's this psak talking about? So Marina Rabbeinu Nevinsal explained, this is a case where she was shachach. Okay? She did not light candles, not because she was an ones. Okay? If she would have been an ones, then even if the husband did not light candles, then we would say that she did not have to add a candle. But in a case where it was shachach, and she would have added a candle, even if the husband lights in her place, she was still going to give her a knas. That's what Rav Nevinsal told me yesterday, and therefore that's what he's saying over here to the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman, that it doesn't matter if someone actually lit the candles in her place. If she was shachach, and she could have lit, and she didn't light, then she's going to have to add a candle. Now, in a case where, okay, someone asks about whether their mother's a doctor, and sometimes because she's a doctor, she comes back after Zvana Vlaka is there, so that's what happens also. That, L'choru, would be an onus. Okay, she's an onus. She says, that's not an onus, because she knows ahead of time that this is going to happen very often, so she should make sure that she tells her family members, tell her husband, tell her daughter, that whenever I'm not going to be back before Shkia, to make sure you light candles. Okay, so that is her requirement, that an onus that you could have prepared for ahead of time, it would not be considered an onus, and therefore if no one in the family would light in that case, that would be considered a shachach, and she would have to light another candle. That's what Rav Nevinsal told me yesterday. Let's move on now to Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yom. Hanashim Uzharis Bo Yoter, we all know that women are condemned more ay halakas neris. As opposed to generally mitzvos, the husband of the family does the mitzvah, he's both to the rest of the family, dafka by halakas neros, we see, once again, everyone's chayv in halakas neros. The woman of the household is gonna be over here, motzi, the men and the rest of the family. Why is this? Mibnei, shimitsuyos bebayis, cause he is normally found more often in the house. But oskos bitzarche abayis, and she's osik in the tzarche abayis, and therefore halakas neros is connected to the bayis. Therefore, we dafka have the woman go ahead and light candles. However, that's not the only reason brought down in the poskim why the woman dafka lights candles. Okay, there's a deeper reason also brought down, and that is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. He cut in your days the otan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, midei shekofto nereshol olam, because of chet of Chava, because Chava kibiyachol extinguished the fire of the world. Shegarma misal adam arishon, because she causes death to come into the world. She causes death adam arishon. Okay, and therefore she caused the light to be extinguished in the world. She dafka is the one who lights the candles, the Shabbos, to bring more light into the world. Okay, however, since over here, because of this reason, since also Adam was also involved in the chet, he was not completely pure when it came to the chet called chet Adam v'chava. It's not just chava; we know chava started, but Adam also was involved. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom tov sha'ish yitakin aneros. Therefore, it's correct that the husband also takes part in this mitzvah, and therefore he should go ahead and mitakin the neros. Okay, what does it mean to mitakin the neros? Okay, back then when people would use or still use wax candles, so the idea that he should go ahead and not only put the candles in, But dafka, if you notice, a lot of times it takes a while for the wick to light. So see, back in the day, it was even worse. It would take a long time for the wick to light. So they would say the husband should go ahead and light the candle, blow it out, and therefore the wick is already prepared. Then it will light right away once you go ahead and light candles. So you see, some husbands will go ahead and build the light and blow out the candles in order that it be ready. Nowadays, if you have the bulbs and the oil, that's not so shayach, and anyways, it lights very quickly. All it means is that they would put the oil to prepare the candles beforehand. So it's an Indian that the husband dafka takes part in the preparations of the mitzvah because of also the chait of Adam. Okay, so that is this. Now, says the Mechaber over here, im ein yado meseges liknos ner l'shabbos l'kiddush hayom. If one does not have enough money to buy both neres for Shabbos and for kiddush hayom, ner Shabbos kodesh. Ner Shabbos is even more important than kiddush hayom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, where are you gimel? The afal got the kiddush daraisa, even though the kiddush is daraisa. And halakas neres is only midrabanan mikom makom alayayin derabanan. You can make kaddish at the Shabbos without yayin. To do it ala kosher yayin, that aspect is only derabanan. So mekari Shabbos you have to do, that you can do in tefillah also. Okay? That you can mekari your daraisa without the wine. Since it's only derabanan, the derabanan of alakas neres is more important than minatori yotzei betefillah, kamosh neil b'sim reishayin aleph, v'od ayachal lekaddish ala pas, and also, you can also make kiddush on bread. Friday night you can make kaddish on bread, and therefore, as we saw yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah, if we didn't say yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah points out beferish that the only thing that takes precedence before halakas neiros is the lechem. Liyata lechem, you have to eat, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, that's also onik Shabbos. Okay? The whole point of halakas neiros Shabbos is onik Shabbos. We also have something to eat, and therefore, the lechem comes first. You can make kaddish on the lechem, and that would be good. If it's Shabbos you have only enough money to buy either Neiros for Shabbos or for Neiros for Chanukah, Neiros Shabbos called the Mishum Shalom Bayis, even though Pirsumei Nisa of Chanukah you might think to be more important, nevertheless the Shalom Bayis aspect over here, it takes precedence. But once again, it could be that nowadays, since we have anyways Chashmal and the lights are going to be on in the house, we'll have some light in the house anyways, that takes care of the Israel Shalom Bayis. It could be that Ner Chanukah would take precedence. The Ein Shalom Bayis below Ner, Vim Ein Yadu Masek, at least no Yayin LeKiddush, Lekmias Ner Chanukah, Ayin LeKamah Simit Tav Shayin, Ayin Shayin Ches. We get the Elchus Chanukah, we'll see what's more important than Ner Kiddush for Shabbos, or Nerus LeChanukah. Once again, if no one is in the house, if the woman is not in the house, even though she's the most chashuv in terms of halakas neiros Shabbos, and she should be lighting the candles, if she's not home, the next chiyuv is on the husband. The husband should be lighting candles. If the husband wants to give it to one of his daughters to light candles, he can give it to one of his daughters, as long as she's over bas mitzvah, to go ahead and light the candles, and that would be totally beseder gum. Says the Mechaber, Siv Dal, we want to see Dal. Lo yaktim lemahir lahadliko be'oda yom gadol. You should not be makdim to light candles too early in the day. Sha'az einu nikker shemadliko lekvod Shabbos. If you light candles too early in the day, it's not nikker that you're doing it for kavod Shabbos. Once again, it's less apparent nowadays, because anytime people light candles nowadays, it's already should put a light bulb goes on our hand, no pun intended. Okay? Then it goes on our hand, something's going on weird. Because we don't usually light candles. Back in the day where candles was the lights in the house, so if you light candles at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, was not apparent. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. Okay? So you're still not allowed to do, that's a din. We don't light candles too early. We'll get to what too early is in a second. V'gam lo yachar, you should not do it too late. If you want to light candles early while it's still light outside, and accept Shabbos right away, that is to make early Shabbos, Rashai, you're allowed to. However, the problem of lighting candles too early over here is saying, if you're going to light candles, then you're not going to accept Shabbos with the lighting of candles, therefore it's not recognizable that this is Neiros Shabbos. But if you're going to accept Shabbos with the candle lighting, that's going to be better. Okay? And therefore you could light Shabbos candles early if you accept Shabbos with it. But even that has a cutoff time. And that is that's only going to be if it's going to be after Plaga Mincha. Okay? Shehu, Shav, Rivia, Kodam, Alayla, it's 1 hour and 15 minutes before nightfall. That's how we pass in Lacha. It has to be after Plaga Mincha. We knew this already from the Ramah in Simon Reish Samach Aleph. Okay? The Ramah also told us over there that you can't do it before Plaga Mincha. anyone who had a suffix that maybe the Roma and the Mechaber were cholik on each other over there, and the Mechaber held, it was only later you could accept Shabbos, not from Plaga Mincha. You see, but Farish over here, the Mechaber and the Roma do not disagree. They both hold Plaga Mincha is the earliest time to accept Shabbos. You're not allowed to accept Shabbos earlier than that, but at Plaga Mincha, one is allowed to accept Shabbos. So if you're lighting candles, making early Shabbos, you're lighting candles, it should be with Kabbalah Shabbos. You shouldn't light candles and then go off and do Malacha. We'll see later on if a woman's allowed to do this, a man's allowed to do this. Light candles is not accept Shabbos, but let's say what you see over here, if you're lighting, if you're making Shabbos early, with Halakas Neres should be Mekabel Shabbos, in order that it's recognizable that that is your candlelight. Now says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin, so this is a very Lomaisa Shaila for those who make early Shabbos, okay? Someone who makes early Shabbos till a husband goes off, I don't know, 6:30 at night, go Dali Mincha. And then Kabbalah Shabbos in Mariv, and he goes during the summer and he comes back, it's not going to be Shkia till 8 o'clock at night, okay? What about the woman? Let's say the woman doesn't want to come Shabbos. She still wants to do Shabbos preparations after that point. Is that going to be mutter or not? Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin, Sal Dim Rasul V'im. Das Admorzal, no. Sorry, number one, he brings out a loyta no chamit feels arbis bodium godel mishum no chot. He didn't like those who accepted Shabbos earlier just because it was more easy to do. He didn't like it. Rosham Hazam was against it. Many of the boats came in here. In Eretz Yisrael, it's less mekubal to make early Shabbos. If you're doing because you want extra Shabbos, then it's fine. If you're just doing it out of convenience sake, Rosham Hazam was not so excited about it. However, that's what I wanted to focus on. Ha'isha eina nigres achar baila in kibul Shabbos be'oda yom kadol. A woman does not get dragged in after her husband if the husband makes early Shabbos. Okay? That means, even though the husband goes ahead and makes early Shabbos, it does not mean the wife also has to make Shabbos then also. He's allowed to go out to shul. He can even come back to shul as long as it's also be'oda yom kadol. It's still light outside. It could be the wife's still in the shower. She's still doing cooking for Shabbos. That could be the situation that's going to be the Seder Gomer according to Rosh Hashanah in Orbach. He does not force, the wife is not nigrar after the husband, so long as we'll see later on in the tzibur did not accept Shabbos. If the whole tzibur, it's a little bit complicated sugya, but let's say they live in a small community where there's one shul, okay, and that one shul makes early Shabbos, so then the whole community is going to have to make early Shabbos. Then even the woman, well, everyone's going to have to take in Shabbos from the shul. But assuming like it is in most big cities that there's many shuls, and even in within the shuls, there's many minyanim, so there's no real tzibur that's nigrar that she's going to have to go afterwards. In that case, the husband could make early Shabbos, and the wife, whenever she wants to take in Shabbos, she could go ahead and take in Shabbos. That would be Beseder Gomer Maker Din Adkan for today.